You're listening to SBS News.
The catastrophic bushfires that have caused the deaths of four people and destroyed hundreds of homes in New South Wales and Queensland have been worsened by climate change. That's a warning from a coalition of 23 fire and emergency services leaders from every state and territory, known as Emergency Leaders for Climate Action. The group is calling for an urgent plan to phase out fossil fuels like coal, oil and gas to rapidly reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Dr. David Bowman is Professor of Pyrogeography and Fire Science and Director of the Fire Centre Research Hub at the University of Tasmania. He says climate change has accelerated already worsening fire conditions.
If you have dry conditions and it's hotter, the capacity of the air to absorb moisture is increased by every degree of temperature that you heat up the world. So if your maximum temperatures are going up and it's not raining, you're basically desiccating the landscape. And what's happened to Australia is that basically we are seeing what was previously a moist place drying out.
He says the drying out of vegetation that would otherwise be moist is leading to increased fuel loads, causing fires to burn hotter and more intensely.
And then on top of that, climate change is changing rainfall patterns, which is really exacerbating that effect. So then you don't get so much rain, or you get rain in unusual ways. The delivery system of rain seems to have changed. So that may then create problems for scheduling fire management.
He says it may not be long before Australia experiences fire behaviours and fire events that may not have been able to be achieved without climate change.
When we cross that threshold, we're not certain, but that's certainly on the horizon. And that's why, you know, it's really prudent as a mitigation strategy to try to get a grip of climate stabilisation.
Lee Johnson is a former Commissioner of Queensland Fire and Emergency Services and a member of Emergency Leaders for Climate Action. He says in his 40 years of experience, he hasn't seen a fire season in Queensland with so much property loss.
Unless we get significant rain, and there is no rain forecast by the Bureau until at least January, if not February, conditions are going to be extreme. Around December and even around now, the fire season in Queensland should be mitigating and moving further south into the southern states.
Former Chief Officer for the Tasmanian Fire Service, Mike Brown, says climate change is causing fires to burn in remote parts of the state that are very hard to get to.
The cause of those fires we're now seeing are due to something known as dry lightning strikes. I've had 39 years of Tasmanian Fire Service and I didn't see too many dry lightning strikes earlier on in my career. But now, and due to climate change, we're seeing this as a regular event.
As well as urgent climate action, the Coalition is calling for the federal government to provide more support and resources for emergency services and firefighters. Neil Bibby is a former Chief Executive Officer of the Country Fire Authority Victoria and Chair of the Emergency Services Foundation. He says firefighters and those working behind the scenes are being stretched to the limit.
What we need to do is understand how we can continue with the fire season that instead of being a 6-month season is now an 8 and sometimes out to 10 months. We're dragging volunteers away from their homes to fight fires. Thank God for the volunteers doing that. Thank God for the employers that are allowing them to go. But that can only go so far.
He says given the lengthening of the fire season, it's becoming harder for firefighters to be moved across the country to assist with blazes interstate.
The ability for us to move people around when they're exhausted is our real concern. Once you get to a certain stage where you have to start thinking about whether I'll have Christmas with my family or I'll go and put a fire out, you've got some big decisions to make. And too often we are asking too much of volunteers. In days gone by, most volunteers would be looking at 2 months of intensive work. Now they're looking at 6 months.
It's a sentiment echoed by Dr. David Bowman.
The worst case is that it's going to be year-round, and that means that you will start to see uncontrollable fires in times like now, with very early onset fire seasons. And the problem of early onset fire seasons is that you end up driving a system that was designed for one climate is now having to adapt in real time, often with absolutely no supplementary funding to build the base for the new challenge.
Greg Mullins is a former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner. Mr Mullins says he's been asking the federal government to meet with the coalition to discuss their concerns since April. He says while a meeting has now been organised with Natural Disaster and Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud, an earlier meeting could have mitigated the extent of the fires already seen this season.
Had we spoken back in April, one of the things we would have said was try to get more aircraft on lease from the Northern Hemisphere, because this is going to be a horror fire season. We're only going to have seven of those large air tankers that you saw at Tarramurra saving homes the other day. They can be a decisive weapon.
Mike Brown says the federal government needs to listen to the experts and take urgent action.
Listening to those that are informed and seeing what's happening across the landscape and listening to the science and responding to what's happening with climate change and taking action on the emission reductions across the country.
Amy Hall, SBS News.